This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup, a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear, every cub, whatever, whomever. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. This week on Bear Soup, we have a bit of controversy. The following is a letter that I wrote to the New York Times on July 8, 2005. You can catch the full text of this letter on my blog at livejournal.com/users/wolfbear. I titled the letter, Bailey Study, as reported by New York Times, demonstrates bisexual erasure. The 2003 book by J. Michael Bailey, entitled The Man Who Would Be Queen, The Science of Gender Bending and Transsexualism, presented case studies of trans persons so distorted and outrageous as to cost him the psychology department chairmanship at Northwestern University in Chicago. Declaimed by the transgender community and the GLBTQ activist community, the Lambda Literary Foundation was forced to withdraw its award of a Lammy to The Man Who Would Be Queen, eventually causing Lambda Literary Foundation President Jim Marks to resign. Recently, the discredited sexpert J. Michael Bailey turned the focus of his distorted vision of human sexuality from trans persons to bisexual men in recently published research conducted despite public outreach efforts by the Chicago GLBTQ community to dissuade men from participating in Bailey's study. The study concludes that bisexual men, despite claims to bisexual identity and activity, experience a disparity of sexual attraction to one gender or another, usually favoring men. It bases this conclusion of no true bisexuality on the premise that sexual identity and human sexual attraction are measured merely by penile engorgement, although undoubtedly the lab work is a hell of a lot of fun. Astonishingly, a July 5th, 2005 New York Times article by Benedict Carey, entitled Straight, Bi, or Lying, Bisexuality Revisited, lends credence to Bailey's claims, ignoring many methodological problems of the research and Bailey's quite recent disgrace. Although it notes mild dissent on the issue of bisexual identity, the article carefully avoids contact with bisexual advocates to present a counterpoint. More significantly, the Times piece made no note of a controversial article published in Stanford Law Review, The Epistemic Contract of Bisexual Erasure, written by esteemed Yale legal scholar Kenji Yoshino. Yoshino's 30,000-word article concludes that gays and straights, otherwise known as monosexuals, for differing yet overlapping cultural and political reasons, abide in an unspoken and unconscious agreement to erase bisexuals and to pretend that bisexuality doesn't exist. Bailey's motivation to conduct questionable research on bisexual male sexual response in order to create controversy, and the New York Times' unquestioning acceptance of his research without adequate response from the bisexual activist community, excellently illustrate Professor Yoshino's premise. In today's sexual world, the straight, gay, and lesbian communities still often refuse to accept the reality of bisexuality. My forthcoming nonfiction anthology, entitled Bi Men, Coming Out Every Which Way, confronts head-on the limiting views that bisexuality is a transitional phase of sexual evolution, or a simple refusal to accept being either homosexual or heterosexual. This pioneering collection of moving personal essays by bisexual men and those who love them explores what it means to be bisexual in today's monosexually oriented society. Bi Men refutes the denial and lies about bisexual men from gays like Michael Bailey and perpetuated by straight mainstream media such as the New York Times. And that was a letter that I wrote to the New York Times, dated July 8, 2005. Now, here's a review by Les Wright, editor of The Bear Book and The Bear Book 2, and founder of The Bear History Project. Quote, a must read. This book is sure to be the standard for years to come. a rich and eclectic compilation of personal stories. Editors Suresha and Shivani explode many myths and extend the basic library on gender and sexuality studies with this groundbreaking anthology of coming out and coming to terms stories, unquote. Bear Soup listeners are undoubtedly wondering why I have turned my attention, at least temporarily, from bears to bisexual men. Let me explain a bit. The millennial shift in sexual perspectives draws more and more men to come out as being attracted to both women and men. Bisexual and bi-curious men will find comfort and camaraderie in these stories about coming out, its impact on family and marriage, evolving perspectives on bisexuals within the GLBTQ community, and the building of acceptance and affirmation for bisexuality and polyamory. The nearly three dozen essays in Bi Men are told in the honest words of bisexuals, confirming the validity of their place in the world while illustrating that there are more bi men than anyone ever realized. These diverse and pioneering men's stories reveal a long-disguised and unconventional truth that bisexuality is a valid lifestyle that does not threaten either sexual camp. Each contributor to this collection affirms the innate fluidity of self, sexuality, family, and community, and proclaims that sexuality is truly diverse in its predispositions and creativity. Bi Men, Coming Out Every Which Way, separates its essays into four parts. First, coming out and personal realization of bisexual nature. Second, bisexuality's effects on the family and marriage. Third, an examination of the shifting viewpoints of bisexuality within gay communities. And lastly, ways in which bisexuals can affirm and respect their own desires and celebrate their sexual selves. Bi Men, Coming Out Every Which Way is a vibrant, reassuring call to bisexuals, the bi-curious, or anybody who knows and loves a bisexual or bi-curious man to read and more completely understand the unique issues of being bisexual while providing the ultimate affirmation of bisexuality's existence. Bi Men, which I edited with bisexual bear activist Pete Shivani, is forthcoming next month, August 2005, as a double issue of the Haworth Press Journal of Bisexuality. You can order copies from Haworth Press online. Please also visit my website, ronsuresha.com, for more information. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Suresha.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.